Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. New World Report. Russian flotilla dividing at the moment. The submarine, a boomer, north. The flotilla, south. However, we've been ticking off who gains and who loses. Professor, you mentioned Bogota. This is Gustavo Petro, who sees himself as a young revolutionary, now as senior executive. How does Colombia gain or lose from the call of the Russian flotilla? And is Petro pleased with this conduct?
Well, it's ironic, John. Certainly, Colombia loses and continues to lose from what has been going on in neighboring Venezuela. And just to outline a number of different things, number one, for years, since the late 1990s, the major criminal terrorist groups that prejudiced security in Colombia, the FARC and the National Liberation Army, the ELN, as well as others, operated within Venezuelan space with relative impunity. Indeed, for the ELN, a lot of the illegal mining that occurred in the Orinoco Belt actually allowed the ELN to fund terrorist and other activities in Colombia. So that's long been a problem. And of course, Colombia has been the country that has been most prejudiced by the almost 8 million Venezuelans who have been forced to leave Venezuela because the Maduro regime and before him Chavez destroyed the economy with corruption and violence and other problems. So of those Venezuelans, an estimated 2.8 million of those Venezuelans are in Colombia. So again, you can imagine it's not only the strain on the social system, especially in the eastern part of Colombia, the border regions, places like Cucuta, but also Venezuelan criminal groups such as Tren de Aragua have come over with that and begun doing extortion of Venezuelans and others in Colombia, just as they've done in Peru and elsewhere. And so on top of all of that, the idea that Maduro is now fabricating this crisis in Venezuela, because Colombia and Venezuela share the Caribbean, and the prospect that Russian warships could become coming in very close to Colombia. Colombians already look, to the north and see a hostile Cuba. They look to the northwest and they see a hostile Nicaragua, where Russian presence has supported Nicaragua's claims against San Andreas Islands that have been under dispute there. They look to the east and they see a Russia-supported hostile Venezuela. So for Colombia, this is nothing good in state terms. However, the irony is that Petro is a former M19 guerrilla with leftist sympathies who finds himself politically paralyzed and his policies paralyzed, is not entirely unfriendly to Maduro, not entirely unfriendly to the Russians. And yet what is happening with Maduro and the Russians have gravely prejudiced Colombia. And so there continues to be a dilemma. Indeed, some of the latest news that just came out, this idea that Colombia just pardoned some 540,000 Venezuelan migrants for humanitarian reasons. These are people who are minor children that they're protecting. But this whole issue with the migrants just further illustrates that despite Petro's friendly orientation towards Venezuela, the way in which the situation in Venezuela continues is to prejudice Colombia and its national interests.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College, Strategic Studies Institute. We're headed to Mexico.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.